Okay. Thank you so much for holding, Robert. So I have a
No.
question. Do you have access to the Plume app, the HomePass app on your phone?
The what app?
The HomePass app?
On the phone, yes. I don't know how to
Yes.
work it. Hang on a second. I got it on the phone. I got it on a computer. Let's see here.
So what I'm saying is, I think the devices may have been accidentally frozen, which is it's kind of it's kind of a feature that is helpful, especially for those who have like teenagers, where you can freeze their device so it doesn't connect directly to the internet. So it seems to me that that's what possibly may have happened, that they were accidentally frozen. Because the
Okay,
devices
so
that we are discussing, I see all of them as frozen. And I know that that's an access thing that you can do in the HomePass app.
how do I do that?
So if you go into HomePass, there should be a device freeze.
Well, I haven't. It's just trying to lock. It's trying to boot up to it or something. It's not doing anything here.
Okay.
HomePass. Let me tap the screen or something. I don't know. Slide, tap. Oh, okay. I slid the screen. No, it did something else. So I'm back away from that or something. Go back. Okay, I'm back in HomePass.
Okay. So check to see if there's anything that shows like device freeze.
I see nothing but the screens. There's Plume on the top and HomePass. There's nothing else on the screen except this thing moving around.
Okay, because it's
Looks
trying to
like sound
connect.
waves. There's
Try,
no,
since you do have access to since you do have access to the other Wi-Fi network that has actual internet connection, try connecting to that and load it up that way.
let me try this. Let me check my Wi-Fi off, see it'll go to LTE instead of the Wi-Fi. Okay, let me shut the
Yeah,
Wi-Fi
try
off.
that.
Okay. Let me go back on this. Close. I'm gonna close everything. I'm illiterate when it comes to phones. I'm pretty good with almost anything else.
No worries.
My friend doesn't even use his computer anymore. Actually, two of my best friends don't use the computer anymore. All right, yeah, now that worked. I shut the Wi-Fi off and it's working. Saying Arch Fiber, check speed, which we know is not working. Well, it actually is saying internet speed is 1030.
Okay.
So that's good. Okay, now where do I go from here?
Okay, so from there, you should be able to go to your device list.
Okay, I see room two, room one. Let me hit the thing there and see what locate name of pods. Okay, locate name of pods. Okay, I say just say okay, permission granted. While using this app, allow.
So from what I see, the devices are connected to room two.
Okay, looking room two pods now. Is that what they call it, a pod?
Yeah, they call them pods.
Okay. Yeah, I don't have a name for the pods, so I can go back. Room two. Let me just hit room two.
Yes.
Two devices connected. There's one in room
Correct.
one. Okay, Apple phone, which I don't have an Apple phone.
No,
Okay.
that's because I think that was our tech when he set everything up.
And Windows. Okay, let me, okay.
Tap on the Windows.
I did, and I got timeout and definitely tap on that, I guess. Or,
Yes.
okay, no, that didn't do any more information.
So you should have like a three dots next to it.
Timeout.
Yeah, the freeze is basically timeout. So you want to change it back to take off of timeout.
Okay.
I mean, I'm definitely looking
Apple.
forward to this feature when it comes to my kids when they get grounded, but this will definitely be a lesson to
That's
not
really,
accidentally ground myself.
it actually needs to be done these days. Clear timeout.
Yes.
Something went wrong.
Okay.
Let me go back and that's hit Windows again. Go back to room two. Let me do Apple phone. Okay,
Yeah, because it
close.
seems that all the
Hello.
devices were put on
Clear
timeout.
timeout. Something went wrong. Freeze. Template forever not found. We go back to the other one, room two. Most recent connected to a private website. Close. Close that. Set timeout. Clear timeout.
There you go.
Nope, didn't work.
Didn't work? Okay. So let me...
More info. Going more info. We go to set timeout. And we enter cancel. That didn't change anything. And we do this. Set timeout.
All right, so they're not unfreezing. They're not connected to the Plume network, but the problem is that you
I just set the timeout for 15 minutes. I just set the timeout for 15 minutes.
Okay.
Now I'm going to go minus that.
Yes.
See if I can delete that totally. It's actually a pretty good app, you're right. I don't have an Apple phone, so that threw me off, too.
Yeah, no worries. It's from the tech when he set everything up.
Close. Okay, timeout. Let me close it. Clear timeout. Nope, goes back to frozen indefinitely.
Okay. Give me one more moment. I wish I was there so I could walk you through it and handle it for you.
The Windows and the phone is locked out. And something in room one is locked out. Maybe you got to go to room one first.
Yeah, try the room one.
Okay. Room one. Doesn't seem to be timed out. Go back to room one. Says room one, excellent. Room two, two devices connected. Gateway. Oh, room one must be where the devices are sitting downstairs, and the gateway is. Room one is. Oh, room one's the other repeater. Where the hell did they put that? I forgot. Where they put the other day? I got two repeaters in here. They reached the garage. One in the basement and one in the house somewhere. I don't know where they put the one in the house. I wasn't here the whole time. Yeah, because when I clicked on room one, it doesn't say anything's locked out. But in room two, I click on it. There's two devices locked out. Frozen indefinitely. Let me go down and see all events. You all. This keeps track of everything.
Yes. Yes, it does.
It's a scary device. Program, I mean.
Yeah, it's to give you a more in-depth control over your Wi-Fi. Okay, so the question is how to unfreeze.
Yeah, doesn't seem to allow me to do that. I can set timeout, 0 hours, 15 minutes, but then it looks like it might go right back to...
To the indefinitely?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Let me try that again. Let me see if I can get it to minus. So like 1 minute while we're talking.
Absolutely.
Nope.
Here we go.
All right, 58 seconds left. 43 and counting. This is a long time out.
I know.
If I was in a timeout chair, this would drive me nuts.
Right.
I bought this old milking stool that screwed up, and my granddaughter, when she's little, I used to crank it all the way up so her feet couldn't touch the ground. Put her in timeout.
Oh yeah, and I mean my kids—they would go nuts if.
Yeah, zero. Frozen immediately. Frozen indefinitely.
Okay, so it goes back to the indefinitely.
That didn't work.
Okay.
You type too fast. You embarrass me.
Sorry. I'm trying to figure out exactly how to get this unfrozen so it doesn't give you that error. And the problem is that all of the devices are on a freeze.
Now, they're showing three devices. I guess that room one is my office. That's where we put the main stuff. And
yes.
Then room two is, I guess it's my phone and the camper, but I thought there would be another repeater. They put another repeater in, and I didn't see another repeater. They had two of them here, because I want to make sure I have enough power to go out to my garage.
Absolutely.
They had two of them in their hands. Plus, they did set one up in the garage, but.
Yeah, I mean, it's possible. The topology shows me that room one, and then we have room two. Room two is where your Windows PC and the Galaxy are connected.
Yeah, my phone and my laptop, and my wife's laptop's there, too, but she's out, too.
Ooh, wait, hold on. What kind of phone does your wife have?
Android. We both have Androids.
She's not connected to the Wi-Fi? Has she ever connected to the Wi-Fi?
Not yet. Not that I know of.
So her device would not be on a freeze. I might have a solution.
Her computer, I connected to the Wi-Fi, I entered the passcode, and that's after I connected her computer. Then she went out. Okay, let me go inside and see. Well, she don't have the program on her computer. It's on my phone. It's on my computer. Or it's on my phone and not on the computer at all. I tried to get it on the computer. It wouldn't go on the computer. I finally got on the phone and I talked to everything with that. Then I loaded it onto my computer.
Okay.
So what's your next game plan next, Steve? Okay, yeah, you got the four-way there. The four-way there. And then we can move downstairs. I bought more outlets. We could just use up the, what we got here.
Yeah.
You needed four more for up here once you remove that, and I'll be in tomorrow. And then the whole rest of the box, we could go downstairs. Yeah.
I want to get
it. Yeah, yeah. Well, I want
– this is the warm part because we have a mud ring in there.
Oh, that's it. Just plastic cover? I thought all those metal boxes get those.
I might even have them.
So this is the return.
Okay, so I also have a higher up that's also working on it. So what we're going to do is we're going to do a callback, essentially, if that's okay with you. Because we're going to research this resolution, because obviously, you know, all the devices that are currently connected are frozen. And I'm sure that the wife is out. We're not sure when she's coming back. And if she's coming back later on tonight, then that's way too long to go without the internet.
I do have my Spectrum set up still. I didn't cancel because I want to make sure everything with this is
absolutely working.
So I can just unplug this. And or do you need it plugged in? You need it plugged in to do your stuff.
We will definitely need it plugged in for us to do our end, because we are able to access the router on our back end system. So we do need that plugged in.
Right now. I'm sharing passwords right now between the two devices.
Okay.
The Spectrum passwords are the same password for the Arch fiber.
Okay. Yeah, that's not an issue there.
Okay, because they told me that the best way, because I got passwords on all my apps for Netflix and stuff like that. And if the password's the same, everything will just fire right up.
Yeah. So, I mean, essentially the way that it works is that, you know, the network IDs are different. So, your devices are not going to mistake the other connection for the same.
The IP addresses are different. Yeah.
Exactly. So,
okay. So I just plugged Spectrum back in. So I have something and I can bounce between the two computers if I have to too that way.
Exactly. Now what we can do is we are going to continue working on this, seeing as the app is giving you an issue with unfreezing the devices. It also doesn't help that the main device is frozen either. So we're going to go ahead and work on a resolution on our end, and then we'll give you a call back if that's okay.
Okay, yes, it's fine. Thank you so much.
Oh, you're so very welcome.
You
and Robert, I do apologize that I wasn't able to get to a resolution right away, but we are working on it, and we're definitely going to give you a call back.
Okay. You have my phone number.
Yes. I know you stated it earlier because I did ask if there was a good number for me to give a call back in the event that we get disconnected, and I have that down as 389-4570?
Correct.
Okay. Perfect.
Okay. Thank you much.
Oh, you're so very welcome, Robert, and thank you so much for calling our shop, and definitely look forward to us giving you a call back.
Okay. Bye-bye now.
Thanks. Bye-bye.